This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll free to join us here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, apparently some people have been exploiting a loophole on Facebook to be able to sell their guns on the Facebook marketplace. Richie's got that story. But first, he'll be telling us about the police photoshopping mugshots. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. Phones are always open, as always. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Richie, what's the story with this photoshopping?
So this comes from the New York Times, but I first found it in an Oregonian publication. But it did happen in Oregon. So when the police arrested a suspect in a series of bank holdups in Portland, Oregon, they took his mugshot and prepared to show it to the witnesses in a photo array alongside images of five similar-looking men. But there was a problem. The suspect had at least half a dozen facial tattoos. According to surveillance video and bank tellers, the robber had none.
Oh, wow.
This is nothing a little Photoshop could not fix.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, they can take, in pictures, they can take the tattoos off your face.
Which is what they did.
Yeah.
The police used editing software to remove the tattoos from the picture of the suspect, Tyrone Allen, and presented his revised face to four tellers, at least two of whom identified him as the bank robber.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Prosecutors in Portland said Mr. Allen may have applied makeup before the robberies and that investigators simply mimicked this possible disguise.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty shocking.
Shady as well. Mr. Allen's lawyer is...
You think that a face tattoo is probably all in the top five things that would be noticeable about a suspect.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose you could apply the face tattoo later after the robbery, but I don't know from the story that we have here, I don't know how long after the robbery they're doing the lineup. Mm-hmm. A tattoo that was applied in the last 2 weeks is something that's really clear.
And fresh. It looks fresh.
Yeah, it looks fresh. Yeah. And so in that circumstance, I would not fault the police for, photoshopping it. But I think it's cause for alarm when they're altering pictures for a lineup.
Yep.
Then we all need to start paying close attention.
And the article has the pictures, and when I first looked at it, it did not look like a fresh tattoo. I mean, this dude has a bunch of face tattoos.
Fresh. Yeah. Yeah, we've taken the suspect's face and deepfaked it on a reenactment of the crime here, ladies and gentlemen, so that you can access your memory and see whether or not this was the suspect that did the crime.
Yeah.
Right, which is, human memory sucks.
Right.
As witness testimony.
Witnesses are notoriously unreliable.
Right, and when police can use the power of their investigation to exploit these holes in memory, I mean, you're going to create a whole new memory. It's been shown over and over again that basically if moms tell kids, hey, remember that time we went to Disneyland? They may never have gone to Disneyland, but if they say it enough times, the kid will create a memory of having gone to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
If you sort of, as I just said, these deep fakes, if you don't know what a deep fake is, it's taking somebody's face in video and transposing it on a different body. And if you took a suspect's face, stuck it on a body in a reenactment, you're quite literally creating new memories for these people.
Right. Yeah. And all you have to do is get them to agree, oh yeah, that's what happened,
yeah.
And then you have a conviction.
The other thing that could easily be done then, when a lot of banks and convenience stores, they have the height marker on the way out, so you can easily notice how tall someone is or roughly.
Yeah, right. The robber running out, you'll
right.
know.
In that case, like would they say that, oh, no, we made him out to be taller because he could have been wearing elevator shoes.
Could have been.
Yeah. Right? He was wearing makeup and elevator shoes to make him appear 3 feet taller and have no facial tattoos. Insane. Like I said, insane.
All right, so how do they figure this out? How did this come to light? Does it get to that?
Probably, yeah. Mr. Allen's lawyer is asking the judge to throw the identification out, the Oregonian reported this month, publicizing a practice that has drawn outrage from activists who say the police unfairly changed Mr. Allen's appearance to match witness accounts.
Yeah, this is outrageous.
They pegged him as the perpetrator, and then were doing everything like, you know, they picked him, right? They said,
right.
This is our guy.
Yeah. Now we need to make sure people agree that this is our guy,
so we can convict him and put him away and whatever. Court records and interviews with police departments across the country show this was not an isolated episode of officers airbrushing aside a discrepancy. Some of the nation's largest police departments regularly use Photoshop and other editing tools in cases where suspects have a distinguishing tattoo, scar, bruise, or other marks. So this is now common practice for them to do this.
I mean, I don't know if this is considered, I mean, it's got to be considered evidence in a case, right? Like normally, I'm not an attorney, but normally when the police collect a piece of evidence, there's supposed to be a chain of custody where, all right, Officer Edge, you've collected the murder weapon at the scene, you put it in a bag, you write Officer Edge and the date and, you know, the time or whatever is required on there. That bag is then sealed. It is then handed to Officer Ritchie. Officer Ritchie will then take that to the evidence locker. He will sign in. He will, you know, so they will write which bag number and they will sign off on that. And then it's in the evidence locker. We're going to keep it there until we need it for trial. There's this supposed to be this very,
chain of custody.
You know, very clear chain of custody. And part of the idea of the chain of custody is that whatever the item is isn't supposed to be manipulated in that time frame. And they're saying that this is now their policy to manipulate a piece of evidence that they've collected. Now, I guess you could argue it's not evidence because it's not actually part of the crime scene, but it's evidence in the fact that it's introduced as evidence
presented
in the court case.
He was picked out in the lineup as the perpetrator. This guy with the no facial tattoos. But
yeah.
This guy has them.
And they're going on the, you know, I'm sure the, you know, the, I don't know if you want to call it a fact, but it's common for people to think that folks of a different race than their own look the same.
Sure.
Okay, that's not racist. It's just the way people are.
Sure.
And so, here's a black man. The person who robbed the bank was a black man. He looks big. He's, strong looking. Yeah, that looks like the guy that robbed the bank. They don't really know. As Mark has pointed out, witnesses are incredibly unreliable. But in this case, they're, as you said, manufacturing the memory for these people. This wasn't even, they weren't presenting reality to these witnesses. And that's outrageous.
When you do the lineup, you do want to have, like, similar looking people. Because it's everyone that fits the description of what the tellers and witnesses and video said.
Right.
And then you get really specific. Okay, these guys fit the description. Which one was it? But he doesn't even fit the description. They manufactured the description from which he fit. Criminal justice experts say that there can be good reasons for touching up photos. For instance, adding a suspect's birthmark to pictures of other people in the array, known as fillers, can make lineups fairer by ensuring that the perpetrator does not stand out.
Well, wait a second. If you have a birthmark, you need to find people with birthmarks to... I don't.
That's insane.
That's what I said. This is insane. What they're doing is insane for these lineups. Modifying the features of the suspect, however, is less common and has concerned lawyers who say investigators are encouraging positive identification and changing the appearance of a person they are asking witnesses to identify. Quote, law enforcement took these photos of a defendant who did not match the description of eyewitnesses and then altered the photo to more closely match the witness description, says Matt Dos Santos, the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon. If you can't do a good photo lineup, the answer is not to change the photos. The answer is a photo lineup just shouldn't be done.
Right. It's not like a photo lineup is something, well, sorry, we don't have a case. There's no photo lineup. At any point that people can, during a trial, can you point out the person who committed this crime?
Yeah, he's usually sitting in the defendant's chair.
Right. Right. And
as fair as that is.
I don't know that that's entirely fair or anything, but, you described a person who didn't have tattoos on their face. This defendant has tattoos on his face. Can you describe the sort of problem here and you know, then let the person giving testimony figure it out.
Let's just stick with skin color and hair appearance. That'll narrow it down.
If you want to share your thoughts on this, police departments now just manufacturing fake stories or fake evidence here for people to identify the wrong guy in a lineup. That's what's happened, and apparently it's not the only time. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More on the way.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free here. There must be people who believe that it's okay to manipulate a photograph of a of a suspect and then present the manipulated photograph to witnesses in a robbery situation, because that's what happened in Oregon, apparently. The New York Times reporting on this story. That's what Richie's got here to share with us. We'll continue with that discussion. Your calls and thoughts are, of course, welcome, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450, free like freedom. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you ought to head over to liberty.menu, where you can list the thing that you do or things that you do for other liberty-minded folks to find out about. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you're a digital content creator, or perhaps you've got an event that you want to promote to other libertarians. Liberty.menu is a great tool for you, and it's free, so there's no reason not to get over there and be listed, unless, of course, you want to stay in the closet about being a freedom lover. Your listing, of course, can be rated and reviewed, and there's even a bit of a social networking aspect to the site as well. Just head over to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL. You'll get a free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. It's liberty.menu. So you're sharing with us a story from the New York Times, Richie, about a man who was accused of a robbery. Was it a bank that he robbed?
Yes, it was a bank, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so alleged bank robber has tattoos all
over.
All
he's doing is forced redistribution of wealth. I don't see the problem.
He's got tattoos all over his face. And the witnesses, however, were presented a photograph of the man, or someone who looked like the man, because it wasn't actually him, because they'd removed the tattoos from his face.
Right. All the witness testimony and the surveillance video showed a suspect with no tattoos.
It fooled a couple of the witnesses into identifying him.
That is also true.
And so that was enough to move ahead and bring charges, right?
The article doesn't get into the charges against him. They cover more the idea of this photoshopping, right, of videos or of photos.
But I think the videos are coming next.
Yes.
It's probably worth pointing out that the vast majority, like far fewer than 1% of cases that are brought end up in a jury trial.
This is true because people take a plea deal.
Oh, and because sometimes charges are just dropped. That's another reason. But far fewer than 1% of charges brought end up in a trial. So if you're saying, well, this will all be just sorted out in a trial, probably not. Because it's going to take this guy a couple of years to get his trial. And he doesn't want to sit in jail that long. He's liable to take a plea just to get it. Jail's worse than prison in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
Liable to take the plea just to get out of there. All kinds of reasons that people take pleas. So, no, he is very unlikely to get into a situation where he can say, yeah, but they, you know, to really have the opportunity to stand in front of a jury and say, but they manipulated this particular piece of evidence. How could this possibly be true? So don't assume that somehow the criminal justice system in the United States is going to work this out.
Right.
What it's worked out is how to throw more people in prison than any other society on the planet. That's what it's worked out.
At a fairly efficient rate, too. Is it like 95% of
conviction rate, you mean?
The conviction rate on a felony, at a felony at trial, is about 62/3 of the time. Now, you'd think if somebody took something all the way to trial, like this guy, right?
Would likely.
That they're likely, dude, just my guess, they likely believe that they're innocent.
Okay. But 95%, the 90%, it might not be 95.
95, 97 or something goes to plea deal.
Goes to plea deal, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, some amount of them get dropped.
Yeah. I mean, but I'll tell you what. You can go down and not even look at felonies and misdemeanors, but just little stuff. Violations or low-level misdemeanors. Just sit in any court hearing on a Monday or Tuesday morning or whenever it is that your local district court does arraignments and just watch the plea deals. They just roll right
through. They just go through, yeah.
Almost nobody says not guilty. Yep. Almost no one.
I would, if it weren't for my persistence to take something to trial, I would likely have a felony weapons charge on the books.
Wow.
Because I got picked up and I had brass knuckles in my possession and they found it.
In New Hampshire?
No, in Hawaii. They found it, you know, charged me with felony possession, but it got thrown out as an illegal, unconstitutional search during pretrials.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Right. But it's partially because I fought it.
Where was the search? I mean, did they search your person or your car or what did they search?
It was in a satchel. I had it in a pocket in a satchel.
On you?
On me.
And you were in your car or walking around the streets?
I was in my car.
I'd say I have a couple of things to say about that. First, I think brass knuckles are probably illegal in most places.
They are, as I understand it, yeah.
But many of them have, exemption for if you're hunting. So
I wasn't hunting. I just carried.
Don't tell them that.
You big fat liar! You were hunting. Okay.
Don't tell them.
And another thing is if you want brass knuckles, probably the thing to look up a tota sack.
Right. I was about to bring that up. Okay.
T O T E.
No. T O T A S A K.
Okay. Yeah. Tota sack. Look it up. It is basically a hard plastic bag holder, so you can slide the handles of.
Sorry, Ian pulled it up, and now I'm looking at it.
Grocery bags in it, and it is completely legal. And will do all the work that a pair of brass knuckles will do.
You say it's plastic. It's made of, like, heavy-duty automotive, like, intense, hard plastic that is not going to bend.
It has a slight flex to it, but not
much. The purpose
of
the device is to hold up as many grocery bags as you possibly can with one hand. That way the bags aren't constantly cutting into your palm or your fingers or whatever.
Some people use them to carry two full 5-gallon buckets. So, like, in a farm operation or something.
I still use mine. They were an advertiser of ours a long time ago, and I've still got mine right by the window here. Every time I come back from groceries, it's...
I'm going to say man up and just line that stuff along your forearm. That's
bites,
what I do.
It hurts. Bites into your forearm. The tota sack, you're able to carry
I can pull
more.
In an entire, like, build 12 bags, no problem. Like, the only problem is actually fitting through the door at that point. Like, I have to turn to the side and walk in.
But if for whatever reason you want a pair of brass knuckles, they're likely illegal where you are.
Right.
But a tota sack isn't, and it would do the job. Plus, it has the added feature of you can carry garbage. You can carry a bunch of grocery bags with it.
Yeah, you connect with somebody with that thing in your fist, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
I still like my brass knuckles.
All right.
I don't have them anymore.
I don't know if they're legal in New Hampshire. I don't think they are.
They are not illegal in New Hampshire.
Yeah. They are not illegal or not legal?
They are illegal in New Hampshire. They are not legal in New Hampshire unless
you're
hunting.
Right.
If you're hunting and you
can I be hunting wabbits?
Punch a deer in the mouth, I guess. I don't know what you could possibly do with these things. I am not an attorney.
It's all right, officer. I'm hunting police.
Right. Well, that's a very bad idea.
I made one attempt to get it out of evidence after the charges were dropped. It was denied, and that's so they still have them.
Boo.
I know. State of Hawaii.
What else from the story that do you want to share?
It gets even more interesting. Margaret Bull Covera, a professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice who studies witness identification and evidence, said though it could be nearly impossible to find 5 filler photos that look similar to a suspect with an obvious scar or face tattoo, changing a suspect's mugshot was unacceptable. And she said she worried that police could alter photos in other ways, like making a suspect look thinner if they believed that the person had gained weight after committing a crime. That is not okay, said Professor Colbert. You can't alter the face of a suspect.
They can.
Well, they
and
did.
Apparently they are. And that's not okay. And I don't know if there's... How do you deal with this? Do you sue one department, then hope that the other departments catch wind that they could get sued for this? I mean, this is a hard thing to enforce on these cops.
Yeah, and it goes on. Some departments do it, some departments don't.
And how would you know? You'd have to start comparing photos. More coming up here.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com /FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's not official yet, but President Trump says the U.S. and Japan have shaken hands on a big trade deal at the G7 summit in France. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CBS's Face the Nation the agreement would significantly increase agriculture sales to Japan.
They worked out a terrific deal, which, by the by, among other things, will really help America's farmers who have gotten, I think, to some extent, hurt by the Chinese tariff issue.
In a move that the White House said was surprising, Iran's foreign minister visited the G7 summit as France made an effort to ease tensions between Tehran and Washington. The president had very little to say about the surprise visit.
Okay, we'll do our own outreach, but, you know, I can't stop people from talking. If they want to talk, they can talk.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our live Sunday edition continues. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. If you want to join us, our toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call in line rooms. They're open and available to you at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
I want to say thanks to Sid, who is a Free Talk Live Silver amplifier. That means Sid is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. You go there. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, into more ears on the internet, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and the stuff that we talk about 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live. Sid is backing us up for $5 a month. That's all that we ask for. You can do PayPal, you can do credit card, you can do Bitcoin BTC, whichever one of those ways you want to sign up. And you'll get some cool perks and bonuses like the special chat rooms that we have on our Discord server. There's the AMP Only Facebook group. Actually, I had somebody ask me on the Discord server this weekend, if they are a Twitch subscriber, could they have access to the AMP Only Facebook group? And I said, I'm sorry, but no, we can't do that, and there's a few different reasons for it. One, Twitch, which is one of our video streaming platforms, and we have some folks who subscribe there. We don't talk a lot about that, but you can subscribe to us to the LRN.FM channel on Twitch.
At twitch.freetalklive.com.
Right. Now, it costs like $5 a month there, but they only send about half of that to LRN, and Twitch keeps the other half. So, number one, the difference in revenue is significant because, like, out of a $5 contribution from, say, PayPal or a credit card, we're going to see about $4.50 of it with the Twitch thing. $2.50. So it's a fairly large difference. Plus, when you subscribe on Twitch, you're technically subscribing to the LRN.FM channel. You're supporting LRN, which is the Liberty Radio Network, whereas the AMP program is specifically to advertise, market, and support Free Talk Live. And so, you know, it doesn't really seem like it would be fair to allow somebody to subscribe on Twitch and give them access to something that has been an exclusive perk for the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So if you want to support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to support LRN, you can join the Twitch thing, or you can subscribe on Patreon. But the Twitch and Patreon subscribers, they get access to special perks that the amplifiers get access to, plus the amplifiers get more, if that makes any sense.
So, I would say if you can afford it, support both.
Do both. Absolutely. Our Patreon, I think we only ask $2 a month for the LRN.FM satellite Patreon. And that's over at patreon.lrn.fm. And then, of course, the Twitch thing is $5, but we only see about half of it.
And they kind of, I would say they serve different audiences.
They do. Yeah. So I definitely appreciate all the support. And I hear that the Facebook group is still active. So I think that, you know, that's a cool perk.
Oh, that's they're talking today.
Great.
All kinds of stuff going on.
I get notifications for that group daily.
Right on.
They're not always, you know, the most prescient.
It was the one group that was the one group that kept me on Facebook a little while longer. And then I just said, screw it. I'm quitting Facebook. And it's been great.
And if you want to chat with Ian, he's over at discord.freetalklive.com.
I'm in that Discord all day, every single day.
Yeah. So. Or just send your questions to Mark, and he'll ask Ian and post Ian's answer.
I really hate that, but it's absolutely true.
All right. So do you feel like there's more that we need to share from this Photoshop manipulation of mugshots?
Yeah, because, again, it gets this next part gets into the departments that do it and don't.
Oh, okay. Or at least the ones that are admitting it and aren't admitting it.
Sure. Yeah. So among the police departments that do sometimes touch up suspects' photos is the country's largest, the New York Police Department. Often it's a last resort.
Last resort because they don't have any real evidence, right? Like, okay, well, we got to do something, get a conviction.
All efforts are made to alter the filler photos, not the subject's photos, says Sergeant Mary Frances O'Donnell, a spokeswoman for the department. I think that's a key difference as we move forward with the article, is they have the, you know, their primary suspect, and if the primary suspect has facial tattoos, they will put facial tattoos on the other pictures. Right, to see if they
couldn't find anyone else with a facial tattoo, so
right. So, but you have to give people a choice to say, mm-hmm. like, you know, to positively identify the guy. But in the Oregon case, they removed it because to make the suspect appear like the video, right, like the witness mm-hmm. eyewitness account. So I thought that was an important difference.
I think it's wrong in both counts.
I would agree that, you know, that it, evidence is either evidence or mm-hmm. it's not, right? Like, we shouldn't be talking to witnesses about fake stuff. But I guess what I think is probably more important is that everybody understand that witness testimony is flawed inherently.
You talk to three different witnesses, you get three different stories, right?
That people just don't remember what they saw because things were happening so quickly. The things that they remember, they probably remember very well,
mm-hmm.
but maybe. It isn't always the face of the person that we're talking about. And when you, like, you, as you mentioned, when there's ethnic differences, it gets even more complicated. And, well, you know, I don't know how to address that. The jury needs to understand and pay attention. When somebody says, I was at home on my phone playing Farmville, and they can prove that they were playing Farmville or something, the cops can find out where your phone is, you know? There's all kinds of things that they just don't bother doing the search to find out whether they're wrong. They're very good about finding out, you know, evidence to support their theory, but very bad at finding evidence that dismisses it.
Right. So let me read this next line, Ian, because it kind of addresses your point, and I somewhat agree with you, but not 100%. When confronted with a suspect whose scars or tattoos would stand out from the filler images, the department's photo unit adds the same features to the 5 filler photos to ensure the photo arrays are fair and impartial. She said, adding that investigators document all changes.
Hmm.
So it's not like they add the facial tattoos to the filler photos and then they pick that guy and then go arrest that guy. They release the subject because he was not
He wasn't the identifier.
Right.
I see.
So if they put that guy up his filler photo, and he was identified as having facial tattoos. Mm-hmm. And they put one guy with facial tattoos and four other people with no facial tattoos. Well, it's easy to go, well, the guy with the facial tattoos.
Right.
So,
okay.
So they put the tattoos on the other people, so it's not
but
as
that
clear.
Doesn't indict them.
It doesn't indict them.
Okay. Okay.
Officials.
Well, I see that.
Okay. That's why I wanted to point that out. Officials at other police departments, including the Los Angeles, Chicago, and Philadelphia, said that they keep their hands away from Photoshop. Adding or removing tattoos is not something we do, said Detective Donnie Moses.
No, we hire people to do it.
A spokesman for the Baltimore Police Department.
You got to be careful with these cops. I mean, these people and politicians, cops and bureaucrats, what they say may be true, but they may not be telling the whole truth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tamper with them at all, he said of photos for arrays. We would get killed in the courts as well as the media. That's something we don't mess with.
And good, and they would deserve it.
Like this Oregon police department who finally got caught. In some cases...
But what's the punishment? Even though they got caught and embarrassed, is the officer fired?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah. In some cases, doing nothing about distinguishing marks may hurt suspects the most. A state appeals court in New Jersey last year tossed out an identification in which a witness had selected a man as the perpetrator because he was the only person with face tattoos in the photo. So basically what I just said.
Yeah.
In a study published in 2016, researchers in the United States and England asked witnesses to watch someone with a distinctive feature commit a crime. When researchers then produced a photo array which only one person had the distinctive features, witnesses were more likely to identify that person as the perpetrator.
Even though it wasn't necessarily the person.
Even when it was not the same person from the video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a strong argument then for adding the same features to the entire lineup.
To the fillers, yes. Yeah. Not necessarily removing it from the suspect.
Right.
To make him appear like the perpetrator. In essence, the unfair lineup made people more likely to confuse the guilty perpetrator with an innocent suspect, says Melissa Koloff, a psychology lecturer at the University of Birmingham, England, and an author of the study. Experts generally agree that finding filler photos with similar identifiable markings is the ideal solution, although a 2004 survey of 220 police departments, including many of the nation's largest, found that nearly a third did not do anything about unique marks.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Selling guns on Facebook Marketplace. It's a no-no, according to Facebook's rules. But some people have found a way around that. And that's something else that you wanted to talk about with us, Richie. We'll get into that if we get the chance. And of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about eyewitness testimony or really questionable police practices. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear.
Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us on the radio. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you call now, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733 tonight. It's Ian,
Richie, Rich,
and Mark.
Check out more of Richie over on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
And what will they find there this week?
Oh, what do we talk about this week? Okay, so this week was a little more personal because my buddy talked to, he was talking to some PhDs and trying to get their expert opinion on what can be changed in the political sphere. So we talked a little bit about that.
Huh.
He's trying to be like the best liberty activist he can in Hawaii.
Okay.
I'm like, good luck. I'm like, a lot of the things he was suggesting, I'm like, there's already people doing some of that here.
Really?
Like, he wanted like a meeting house for liberty minded people to gather.
Yep.
And argue and discuss ideas. Yeah. I'm like, already got that.
And sleep with each other's girlfriends.
Yeah. Drink heavily.
Right. Yeah. Poker,
darts, and whatever. And then we were talking about
that's so done here. Like one of them closed down. The Keene Activist Center like ran through its lifespan at this point.
But I mean, that's how far behind he is over there, because they don't have anything even close to that.
If all you've got is five activists, you're not going to have enough for an activist center.
Right. Well, he thinks that if you build it, they will come.
Well, there is something to be said for that. However, it helps if there's actually a movement of people migrating to a place to make sure there's enough people that could come or will want to come.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, or like, you know, the center, the community, just people getting together, you know, buying up some land where we can have our own little, I'm going to say compound, because that's my word. So he was, you know, he wants to do something big. I'm like, dude, just come here and do it. Like, you know, just
right. There's enough people here.
Yeah. And he was talking about coming to visit in end of December.
Excellent.
So we might give him the tour around town and show him about. So
you're going to bring a guy from Hawaii to New Hampshire in the middle of December.
Well, he's from Hawaii now, but he's born and raised in Missouri. So,
oh, okay, no big deal.
Though. So it should be no big deal. He's like, right. I don't know, man. I'm kind of like non-mainland already. Like, I've been in Hawaii long enough where I don't even feel like mainland people are my people anymore. Whatever. He said December's good for him, so that's right, what he's
fair doing. Enough. Bring him up.
But yeah, anarchistexperience.com if you want to hear that discussion.
Check him out. He's on there once a week at the Anarchist Experience. So, Richie, you brought another story in here. This one's about...
Is it about nuking hurricanes?
No, but Michael Hampton did just say, posted something to one of our host groups saying apparently Donald Trump has suggested doing just that. Dropping a nuclear weapon inside a hurricane.
When, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to vote in 2020, I wanted you to ask yourself, I mean...
He's a thinker.
Did Barack Obama suggest nuking hurricanes? Like, seriously. I mean, this guy's thinking out of the box here.
That is out of the box.
It's like, let's spread nuclear material all over the globe and, like, the spinning... What do we got these bombs for anyway? It's not to nuke some hurricanes.
What if nuking the hurricane prevented the destruction of Florida?
Right, well...
How are we going to know what the impact of these nukes have on the hurricanes unless we do it?
That's right.
That's the theory.
As long as he pronounces it correctly.
Nuclear.
Nope. Nuclear.
Nope. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Okay. I was a nuclear guy, too, at one point.
So was George Bush.
Yeah,
George W. Bush.
But I don't know where that came from.
I'm not a nuclear guy.
That mispronunciation of nuclear. But, I got to say, Ian was right on that one. He certainly knew the proper pronunciation of nuclear.
Facebook Marketplace. I do not use Facebook anymore. I quit in early 2018. It was actually New Year's Eve 2017, 2018, where I decided I wasn't going to be on Facebook anymore. But one of the things that I do hear that people like about it is that this marketplace is actually a fairly busy thing. It's like a place where you can actually find stuff. It's competitive with like Craigslist or something like that. And because Facebook has such a large built-in user base, it's a fairly active and fairly useful aspect of Facebook. I never checked it out when I was a member of the site, so I don't know anything about it, but I do know that they don't allow you to sell guns and drugs.
Yeah, and I've used it to look for things. I've never purchased anything off Facebook Marketplace.
I know Aria bought a skateboard there. It's got a great deal.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff listed. I've never bought anything.
And but guns, no. Gun sellers are taking to Facebook Marketplace to broker sales, exploiting a loophole despite the sale of guns being specifically forbidden by Facebook policy. According to the Wall Street Journal, Facebook's marketplace feature was launched 4 years ago and has allowed more than 2 billion people to buy and sell secondhand items. The trick being used by sellers is to list gun cases or gun boxes at inflated
full
prices.
Rate.
Yeah. That indicate to those in the know that a gun is also being sold.
Oh my God! Wow.
It doesn't seem like that great of a trick, right? Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, it also sounds like a great way to scam somebody too. Like, well, I told you I was going to sell you a case for $500. You got a case. That's what you paid for. Have a nice day. What are you going to do, complain to Facebook's moderators about this? I said I was selling you a case for a Glock.
Don't you meet in person for this Facebook Marketplace?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't think it's necessary because Facebook, allows friends and everyone in the marketplace to do... Like, I'm sure there's
shipping
prices.
Could you ship a product?
Yeah, I'm sure you could. But I don't think in the case of gun sales, you're like, oh, yeah, just drop this in USPS priority.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably not that legal to ship a gun around. Yeah, don't you have to, go to a federally licensed gun dealer to ship a gun legally?
That I don't know.
I think that, I'm not an attorney, but I think that's how you're legally supposed to ship a gun to another person. Even if the sale was, off the books, I think you still have to go through a licensed firearms dealer. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, gun folks. You can dial in 855-450-FREE. But that's a good point, Mark. If Facebook Marketplace is mostly in person, then you'd obviously be able to inspect the merchandise before you hand it over the cash.
Yeah.
This helps users evade Facebook's banned item policy.
Smart.
Buyers and sellers then communicate via private message to discuss the details of the transaction.
So can I also sell a Ziploc baggie that has a bunch of plant material in it, but just sell the baggie itself for $100?
Sure.
Nice. Why not?
So similar to this, I shop on eBay quite a bit, and there was a dude selling Madden Bucks.
Madden Bucks, like the coach Madden?
For the video game. The
Madden.
Yeah, the video game Madden.
Yeah, but he was a coach, I think, at one point.
He was a coach and a commentator.
Right.
But the video game Madden, you have to get in-game currency to buy other things.
Really? Okay. They've got microtransactions in football games now?
Apparently. Well, this was a few years ago, but yes, they did.
Oh, my
so
God.
So he was selling, Madden Bucks on eBay, but you're not allowed to sell digital things like that on eBay at the time, for whatever.
Okay.
So he had it listed as a paperclip. like $50 for a paperclip, and when you buy this paperclip,
you get Madden
you
Bucks
get
free.
Free Madden Bucks.
Right.
Okay. Right. So I thought, you know, I wasn't in the market for Madden Bucks, but I did message him like, dude, love that. Love the idea. Love what you're doing. You know, keep up the good work.
By the way, this doesn't, this technique, from what I understand, does not work when it comes to like government prohibitions on reselling alcohol, for instance. They've written or whatever, you know, selling a paperclip and giving them a free bottle of, you know, Mad Dog or whatever. They've written these laws to be very, very tight on certain items.
Okay. Well, apparently not guns. For instance, one seller in North Carolina this month posted a photograph of a gun case that was being listed for $950. The case itself only has a retail cost of about $30.
Right.
When the seller was interviewed, he indicated that he was actually trying to sell an AR-15,
nice.
Not just the case. He then privately shared a photograph of the rifle laid out with more than 670 rounds of ammunition, dash, and of course, the case.
Oh, so that's not included in the actual auction. It's just a photo of the case, and then you have to inquire. It doesn't say in the auction headline, like, AR-15 could fit in, you know, AR-15 compatible or whatever.
Nope. Not in this case. It's just, here's the case.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rifle case, so you know.
I would want to put AR-15 in the title or the keywords or something like that. That way somebody's going to find the sale.
Sure. But I mean, they see a gun case listed for $950, and you go, hey, what do you got?
I see.
Right, and then you go like, hey, what do you have?
Overpriced Bushmaster.
Yeah. Naturally, these types of posting are going to raise fresh scrutiny about Facebook's ability to police its platform, especially as it helps to grow its marketplace to sell more advertisements. Facebook's marketplace remains a giant and online sales outlet, with 1 in 3 people in the U.S. visiting the site each month.
1 in 3?
Honestly, that seems low. Like, I mean, it's right there on the
They're saying 1 out of 3 Americans is going to the marketplace specifically?
That's the way I'm reading it. 1 in 3 people in the U.S.
They're very good about putting push notifications on this thing.
Yeah. You get notices of people selling stuff?
Yeah.
Especially like once you search for something, if you don't like buy it right away, you'll get ads like, hey, this has been listed in the market. Something similar to what you've been looking for is now being listed in the market.
Interesting. Well, I mean, kudos to them for, you know, setting this thing up. I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily to have more ways for people to sell their stuff online, especially if there's a large audience there. So, does it cost money? Is it, or just like an included service? Does Facebook take a cut?
I never posted an ad in the marketplace, so I couldn't answer that.
I wonder how that works.
But either way, I mean, if you have a gun case for sale, I know where to sell it.
Because most of Craigslist listings are free, if I recall correctly. I think they changed it for cars recently, but I think that...
Yes, most private items are free listings. Yeah. They for job postings and gigs, they have started charging for that reason.
And, of course, don't forget Liberty.menu. If you care about freedom, you list your stuff there, and I don't think there's any restrictions.
No, I don't think there is.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's #1 hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.